The Department of Homeland Security announced today that all travelers from Ebola outbreak countries in West Africa will have to go through one of 5 U.S. airports with enhanced screening if they're coming to the United States. Those airports are Chicago's O'Hare, Newark, Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta, Washington Dulles, and New York's JFK. But what about the workers at those airports, people who clean planes or help passengers in wheelchairs? The Service Employees International Union has been training those workers and today is holding another Ebola education session for hospital employees. SEIU Occupational Health and Safety Director Mark Catlin joins us from Washington with more. Mark, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And what workers are you most concerned about? What kinds of workers?
Well, with this Ebola outbreak, the primary workers that we're concerned about are healthcare workers, especially those who are providing the direct care for known or suspected Ebola patients. But beyond that, there's a wide sort of ring of lots of support workers within healthcare. There's EMS. There's environmental services, the janitors who take care of hospital waste and clean hospitals. So the ring sort of moves out. There's also airport workers, including screeners and cabin cleaners and other janitors in the airports where there is some concern. And then even contractors who work for healthcare, like laundries. A lot of healthcare facilities contract out their laundry facilities. And so how to make sure that any Ebola contaminated material doesn't get out to those contracted laundries and expose those workers to risk.
Well, and on the subject of airport workers, we did see these 200 airport workers walk off their jobs at LaGuardia Airport in New York recently. What still needs to be done to make sure that airport workers are working in a safe environment and are properly trained and equipped with the kinds of outfits that they need to be safe?
The part that's been missing in all this from our perspective is that there's CDC guidance and there's other guidance out there. But what's really been missing is the fact that it's employers in this country under our U.S. law, under the Occupational Safety and Health Act, that have the primary responsibility to provide a safe and healthy workplace. So it's the employer's responsibility to take the CDC guidance, mandatory requirements by federal OSHA and other agencies, and incorporate those into site-specific plans for how workers are going to be protected, the protocols they're going to follow, and how they're going to be trained and how they're going to get the equipment and like the personal protective equipment that they need. So that's where we see the real weakness at this point is employers need to step up and incorporate these protections for workers, and then workers will follow through.
Does that mean, though, that somebody who is tasked with cleaning an airplane should be given a full hazmat suit, or what are you suggesting?
If it's been identified through the airport system or by the contractor that there's a potential Ebola event, let's say there's a passenger vomited and there's suspicion they had Ebola, the guidance that the CDC currently has requires that there be skin protection from foot to head,
right,
for these workers, that they have eye protection, goggles, shield, surgical mask, double sets of gloves. It's an equipment that's not quite as protective as what healthcare workers are suggested they should wear by the CDC guidance, but it's well beyond what these workers typically wear, which is a pair of gloves. So an employer, it's not enough just to say the worker should get the equipment, that the worker should wear it properly. Without an employer having a detailed integrated plan for how all this is going to get done, then workers can only do a limited amount.
But what about if you've got a plane that somebody vomited on, but there's not a suspicion that that person had Ebola? Would the worker still want to be protected with a full suit in case it did turn out that that was what happened?
Well, and that's part of what the employer and public health responsibility is, to make those determinations based on different risk factors. Where's the passenger been? Where's the plane been? But even if it's just a sort of routine incident that these airport cabin cleaners often clean up human bodily fluids, these workers, just like healthcare workers, have to be protected from bloodborne diseases, hepatitis B, HIV, and others. And every employer that has workers that might do those tests should have already been meeting or exceeding these OSHA requirements. And because OSHA is required by Congress to write minimal standards for employers to follow, we always consider these standards a minimum wage of safety and health, and employers we encourage to do better, and as does OSHA, and that's the best practice.
If an employee, whatever their field, comes into contact with somebody with Ebola and is asked to stay home from work for the 21-day period, who should pay their salary? Should the government get involved and pay salaries of people who have to stay home from work, or should the employer do that?
Well, if we have some local unions where we have contracts, and there would be – that would either be negotiated that the employer would pay, or there would be already language in their contract. There is one state, the state of California, in 2009 with SEIU fighting and winning, they passed a standard called the Aerosol Transmittable Disease Act. It's designed to protect healthcare workers. It actually does include specifically Ebola as a droplet spread disease. And in that standard, if a healthcare worker is required by their employer or public health authorities to stay home on a precautionary isolation, they must be paid full wages, benefits, and their job retained.
By their employer?
By their employer. Under our occupational safety and health laws, it's our employers are the primary one responsible for the health and safety of their employees. And so following that way that the law is set up, then we think that employers need to step up and have either really good health and safety precautions so that workers don't get exposed and aren't at risk. And if something does go wrong, then they need to step up and make sure workers are protected in the ways of not only staying at home and have their health monitored, but they actually their pay and benefits are maintained. That only seems fair to us.
Mark Catlin, Occupational Health and Safety Director for the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, which has been conducting training for workers around Ebola concerns. Mark, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.